Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Justice, justice shall you pursue. Rashi says that they first pursue justice means that we have to have reliable courts. If you've ever had the difficulty of having to go to court, you know, the awesome experience of standing before someone who's the judge and realizing that your fate lies in the hands of that one person. It's unbelievable. And from the perspective of the one person, it's an awesome responsibility to know that that person's destiny, in some sense, is your responsibility. And Rashi says that the second meaning of appointing reliable judges is that it's sufficient for Israel to settle in the land. The judges are not only necessary, they're sufficient. That Israel gets the land because of the idea of justice. By the way, you may know that justice is one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach, one of the seven commandments that are for all of humanity. One has to establish just courts. The Ramban Nachmanides adds that the reason for the repetition is that you must pursue justice by moving from place to place to pursue it, which means if justice has been attained here, you got to move there. And so it becomes our responsibility to make sure that justice is not only found in the place that we happen to live, but in other places as well. But I think that Ibn Ezra is perhaps the one that I like the most. The reason for the repetition is that you must pursue justice whether it's to your advantage or to your disadvantage. See, the first tzedek is tirdof tzedek, to your advantage. Of course, everyone's going to do that. But what about this idea of justice that puts you at a deficit? This week in the news, we find that a man who perverted justice, a man of privilege, a man of station, perverted justice by bribing officials with gifts and trips, perverting justice in the Congress of the United States and the conduct of its laws, asked for the mercy of the court because he is a changed man. That's become a habit kind of the United States lately, you know. You all read about those cases. Person goes to prison, becomes religious, teaches other people not to do what he has benefited from in his life. Abramov, who took people on junkets and gave Congress people gifts, received a sentence today that will run concurrently, or maybe it was yesterday, that will run concurrently with the prison time that he is serving. But I thought it was interesting that he asked for the mercy of the court because now he's a changed man, when it's no longer possible for him to benefit from his crime. In Midrash Rabbah for this week, the great Midrash to this week's Torah portion, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, among the first generations of rabbis around the year 70, said, "Do not mock justice, for it is one of the three feet of the world. Why? For the sages have taught on three things the world rests: on justice, on truth, and on peace. Know then full well that if you wrest judgment, you shake the world, for it is one of its pillars." Now, the image is an interesting image, right? This is not Atlas who holds up the world, one man. This says that the world stands on three things, right? The world is on a tripod. And assumedly, on a tripod, it's the least number of supports that you need to have for something not to fall over. So if any one of them is removed or shakes, the earth falls over. So what does it mean that justice is a pillar of the world? Well, let's take another pillar, truth. What does it mean that truth is a pillar of the world? Can you imagine? Okay, use your imagination. A world in which truth was not a standard. In which you could always assume that what was being said to you was not truth for the sake of truth, but a statement to gain an advantage. The only reason anyone would say anything to you is because it was in their best interest. It would make no difference whether something was a lie or something was the truth. You could just assume that somebody is always saying to you that which will put them in the best of all possible positions. And the sad thing is that some people actually live this way. I am told on a fairly regular basis, "You said that because." And you know what I find? I find that the person is telling me what they would do were they in the situation that we happen to be in. And so people who think of the world in political terms say that you're thinking politically. People who think of the world in terms of business, profit, loss, give you that answer. But you know, the reason I'm in the rabbit is because for some strange thing, some strange reason, I was raised to believe that truth is at the basis of everything. And that you're supposed to decide on the basis of justice and truth what is to be said. Sometimes people wonder, particularly in the last couple of weeks, why it is that I say the things that I say in the newspaper. It's only one reason. Happens to be true. Happens to be true. So I've been told, for instance, in this little discussion about funerals, well, it must be that Levin is unhappy with the Lewis Memorial Home for some reason. No. Nice people. Very nice people. Very good people, as far as I know. Easy to work with. Funerals are too expensive in Kansas City. Comparing with statistics nationally, comparing with the other funeral homes in Kansas City, funerals are too expensive in Kansas City, and there are people that can't afford them. Truth! It's the only reason to make those kinds of statements. It's to repair the world. And so what do we mean when we say justice? Justice is a pillar. Well, the idea is that without justice, the world would fall over. It would be survival of the fittest all the time. You see, it's justice that tempers physical might and enables us to live without having to defend ourselves physically all the time. I remember the bullies in my school. Any of you have bullies? I remember getting kicked walking down the hall. Right? It wasn't, by the way, because I was Jewish, I don't think. It was because I was a 97-pound weakling. What are you going to do? And I remember them kicking my books down the hall. And I thought, that's wrong. That's just plain wrong. Justice. Justice. Justice shall you pursue. The world ought not be based upon might. It ought to be based upon justice. Because we are torn between self-interest, like Jack Abramoff's, and doing what is right, we have this concept of justice. Jack Abramoff is, of course, interested in doing the right thing now. It will lessen the amount of time he has to be in jail. It's in his best interest to care about justice. But when it wasn't in his best interest, he didn't care. How do you tell the truth between best interest and justice when the outcomes of the two are the same? You look for when they divide. The Bible sets an impersonal standard of justice without respect to the person. It's a wonderful story of this rabbi. His wife says, "The lady who works in our house has been breaking things. And I think she's been taking things." And she begins to put on her coat. And the rabbi says, "Where are you going?" She says, "I'm going to the Beit Din. I'm going to get justice." And the rabbi puts on his coat. And his wife says, "I don't need you to go with me to the Beit Din. I can defend myself. And the rabbi says, I'm not going for you. Who's going to defend her? Who is going to plead the other side so that there will be justice, regardless of the fact that it's the rabbi's wife who's pleading the case, and a judge just might be swayed by the fact that it's the Rebbetzin of the community? The Torah says, don't respect the person of the rich and don't respect the person of the poor. Everyone is to be treated the same without regard to self-interest. So judges are supposed to recuse themselves when they have an interest, a stake in the case, at least as I understand the system. And self-interest is supposed to be excluded from the justice system of the United States. But we are mostly interested in the justice that makes our lives better. And as we are in this month of Elul, we need to consider why it is that kind of justice that we pursue. We are interested, all of us, in a fair tax code, but a tax code that favors our tax brackets, like a trickle-down concept rather than the redistribution of wealth, because most of us do better with trickle-down than we would trying to take care of a safety net for all of the people. We are interested in a universal health care system. But when I hear the arguments, I hear people say, universal health care. But I don't want mine to get any worse than it is. I would never vote for a system that made sure that the 47 million people without health care got theirs and mine was at a lower level than it is today. I don't know anyone who would vote for that. And yet the ideal is for all of us to be taken care of, at least on a basic level, for health care. And we don't mind gays and lesbians in this congregation, as long as their conduct doesn't make us uncomfortable. I see it all the time. Gay and lesbian couples, I've never seen a single one in this congregation kiss at the end of Shabbat. And I gotta believe it's because they don't want to make the rest of us uncomfortable. And we are not much interested in the poor and the hungry anymore, because mostly their existence does not touch ours, and Lord knows it's an old topic. And there's more and more poor folks in the city, and more people who need food, and they need it more and more desperately. And speaking with harvesters today, they tell me people who gave them food just a couple of months ago are now coming in for food at the end of the month. We are headed into difficult times, I'm afraid. That's what I read in the newspapers. That's what I see on TV. And that's what I hear from the people around me. We are headed into difficult times. And the question is whether all of us will pursue justice or hang on to what is ours as best we can. True justice follows principles regardless of the outcome to us personally. And that's why I always admired Rabbi Leo Beck, certainly one of my heroes and maybe my greatest. Because Rabbi Beck, during the Holocaust, said to the older rabbis, that meant rabbis his age. Rabbi Beck, by the way, was the head of the Jewish community of Germany, and he had to deal with the Nazis. He was roundly criticized at the end of the war as if someone had the capacity to do such an impossible job. But Rabbi Beck met with the older rabbis and said that he had a certain number of exit visas, and they weren't going to get them because they were too old. The exit visas were going to younger people, because that was the just and the right thing to do in an absolutely impossible and unjust situation. Justice. Do I have your attention? Justice shall you pursue. Why twice? So that we know and acknowledge justice not just for us, but justice for all. Justice regardless of self-interest. Justice as a standard. And the reward? Well, maybe the world will just keep spinning on its axis and we won't make it fall off and destroy all of us as a result. God has shown us in this Torah portion there's a way to keep the world spinning so that all of us can live as a community, the family of the household of humanity. Can you hear that song?